well, let's look ahead here as you hit the final stretch. Just two regular season games left. You played Indiana just a little bit ago. Obviously, not much has changed, I would think, from the scouting report. Kind of give us a refresher on what you see from the Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, somewhat fresh, you know, so the prep's a little bit different than, you know, a team you hadn't played in a long time or only played once. You know, they're physically imposing. They do a great job of getting to the foul line. And almost always when you go on the road, you're going to shoot more free throws than the opponent. You know, so we've got to rebound the ball, do our best to keep them off the foul line. And obviously it's one of the best home courts in all college basketball.
Jackson Davis is such a load. What about him do you try to contain? Because he had a huge game in the barn.
Yeah, I mean, career high for him. You know, I wasn't sure how tall he was from watching film, but he's a legit 6'9". You know, thought maybe he might be kind of an undersized center. But he's a terrific talent. We obviously had to do a better job on him. You know, he's a lefty, and we were giving him his left hand a little bit too much. I thought we'd settle in at points a little bit, but it's going to have to be a team effort.
Dan Oturu had another nice game, another double-double against Wisconsin. What's the challenge for him to try to, one, produce on offense, get the rebounds, but then guard him as well, try to keep the Indiana guy contained?
It's like anything else. It's a team effort for everybody, and, you know, it sounds kind of cliche, but it really is all connected. You know, the better offense you have, you'll get set up defensively. You know, staying out of live ball turnover situations is also really, really important, especially on the road. We had a couple of those at Wisconsin, you know, that are it's kind of uncharacteristic of us. I think we're pretty good at taking care of the ball, you know, and then just the physicality part of it. You got to embrace the physicality of this game.
Last one for you. At 13-15, most years at this time of year, you'd be like, you'd sound like you're talking nonsense to think you still have a shot at the NCAA, but your metrics are all there. If you finish strong here, do you talk to the team about that now, or is it more like, hey, let's just go get this one Wednesday?
You know, I probably regret even discussing it, to be honest with you. I'm going to go full Bill Belichick mode from now on. And I actually, you know, the hard part is you know they look at it, and you know they're educated by it. You know, but when you're losing so many close games like we are, you got to take a step back, take a deep breath, and just recenter your focus on the little things. You know, so certainly we'd like to get a little bit of momentum going here, going into the Big Ten tournament. You know, but our major focus is just on beating Indiana.
All right. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.